Gareth Gorman, first of all, a bit of a strange experience today, not just coming up against your fellow countrymen, but coming up against the big brother.
Yeah, it's the first time in management, actually. We've played against each other a few times, but it's a wee bit of a mixed feeling when you're playing the Donegal lads. But to be fair to them, I thought they did really well today in the first half, and I think they deserved the victory.
And what about the game today? I mean, you fell a goal behind early on. They should have doubled the advantage at the post, but you came well into it and were good value to be level at half time.
I think now, to be honest, they should have been two or three up at half time, and I'm sure Anthony was a bit disappointed coming in. But we probably scored against the run of play. But the second half, we came out and we made a few changes. We obviously, well, the match the night before, like, it's a hard thing to do. But we had a wee bit of a goal. We gave away a terrible, from our point of view, a terrible second goal early in the second half. And to be fair to Donegal, our Ulster team, they sat back and they defended well and they seen out the match, you know.
The goal you got just before half time, Barry O'Mahony's a guy, I suppose, familiar to Fan Harp supporters anyway up there. It was a great strike.
Yeah, it was a great strike and a great layoff, and it was a good wee move, And to be fair, Barry has it in the locker, but. You know, we lost Barry today and Ross McLaughlin, and they were big players for us,
And how disappointing was it having got back level to concede so early in the second half?
Yeah, because two teams had to win today, to have any chance of going on. And to be fair, I thought the two teams went for it. And, we were just disappointed in ourselves for giving away the goals. But in saying that, I have to say, young McNamee I thought was very good for us, and young Varma. And overall, I can't be too disappointed. They tried hard, and there's plenty of effort and commitment from them. Just on the day, we lacked that just a killer touch.
And I suppose from a Connacht perspective, Gareth, the squad and this tournament has been showing steady improvement over the last few years.
Yeah, it's getting there. There's a lot of good players out there. It's just trying to get them together. And it's hard with the geography. Such a big area to try and get them together and trying to do a wee bit of work with them. Like, a lot of them boys are just coming together for the first time and, trying to get them to gel and trying to play a system which suits the players you have. It's tricky enough. Plus, you're up against quality opposition. But at the end of the day, as a footballer, you want to play against the best players and the best competitions, And I think it's a 1-1 situation for everybody today. Obviously disappointed, but disappointed with the result. The performance wasn't too bad.
And you're looking after Mervy now. How's that going for you?
Yeah, we're not too bad. We're unbeaten now since from the start of the season, and we're still in the Irish Cup. We're in all the competitions, and we're thereabouts for the league, but it's getting there. Mervy's a big club, and it's a good club, and hopefully we have a good season.